Connecticut's U.S. senators say the $1.1 trillion federal spending bill signed by President Obama last week could infuse about $1 billion into the state's economy. WSHU's Ann Lopez reports.
Senator Chris Murphy says the spending bill includes more money for Connecticut-based defense contractors. They include Pratt & Whitney, which makes jet engines, and Sikorsky, which makes helicopters. They're some of the state's largest private employers. Murphy says the state's congressional delegation was able to get more than they had anticipated.
11 F-35s above the requested level, 7 additional Blackhawks for the National Guard. You know, we're a small delegation, but we think we play and punch a little bit above our weight class.
Senator Richard Blumenthal says the bill will allocate funds to help improve transportation, including the Northeast Corridor rail lines and the installation of a rail safety system called Positive Train Control, which can prevent crashes and derailments.
$19 million for Amtrak, $25 million for Positive Train Control, nowhere near what is needed for our rail infrastructure, but at least a very strong and positive step.
Blumenthal says the bill is a bipartisan breakthrough. And Murphy says the passage of the bill shows that Congress can get out of its own way. Ann Lopez, WSHU News.